WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, Dreamweavers. It's your boy Jake Cotter, back again to help you navigate this crazy thing called life, one peaceful night at a time. Ever feel like your mind's a hamster wheel spinning after that last Zoom call? Or maybe your thoughts are just bouncing around like popcorn in an old microwave? Yeah, I get it. Our brains love to overthink, especially as the day winds down. But what if there was a way to hit the pause button on all that mental chatter and actually wind down for some quality sleep? Well, friends, buckle up because tonight we're diving into the magic of journaling before bed. Now, I know what you're thinking. Another thing to add to my already overflowing to-do list. Trust me, this isn't about creating a masterpiece worthy of the Pulitzer Prize. We're talking about a quick and scripted brain dump of personal space to let those thoughts and feelings flow freely before hitting the hay. Here's the deal. When you journal before bed, you're essentially giving your mind a chance to process everything that happened during the day. Think of it like sorting laundry. You separate the whites from the colours, the delicates from the sturdy stuff, same idea with your thoughts and emotions. You can categorise them, label them, even give them a good old-fashioned vent session. This helps you release pent-up stress, anxieties, or those lingering what-ifs that keep you tossing and turning. You're essentially clearing the mental clutter, creating space for calm and tranquility to settle in. Here are 5 key takeaways from our nightly brain dump session. 1. Emotional processing powerhouse. Journaling is like therapy for you, thoughts, a safe haven where you can untangle your emotions without judgment. Write down everything that's bubbling up inside, even the stuff that feels too messy to share with anyone else. It's your personal space, remember. Let it all out. 2. Stress reduction superstar. Ever notice how holding on to stress just makes things worse? Journaling allows you to acknowledge those stressful feelings and release them on paper. Writing about a difficult situation can actually help reduce its impact on your overall well-being. It's like taking a mental vacation from the chaos. 3. Boost your sleep game. Think of journaling as your pre-sleep meditation routine. By clearing your head of racing thoughts before bed, you create a peaceful space for sleep to take over. Remember those what-ifs that keep you up at night? Jot them down and let them go, they're not going anywhere else anyway. 4. Self-reflection rockstar. Journaling isn't just about venting, it's also a powerful tool for self-discovery. Take some time to reflect on your day, your accomplishments, your challenges. Ask yourself questions. What went well? What could I have done differently? These insights can help you grow and learn, both personally and professionally. 5. Creative spark igniter. Don't underestimate the power of a blank page. Journaling can unleash your creativity in unexpected ways. Let your thoughts flow freely, even if they seem nonsensical at first. You might be surprised by the ideas that emerge from this playful exploration. Ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of to-dos? One day, I was battling deadlines, emails piling up faster than snowdrifts in January, and my brain felt fried. I decided to try journaling before bed, no grand expectations, just a quick brain dump. And guess what? It worked wonders. That night, I wrote down everything swirling around in my head. The upcoming presentation, that tricky email thread, even the fact that I was out of coffee, a major crisis, I tell you. By the time I finished, it felt like a weight had been lifted. My mind was clear, and I actually slept through the night of rarity in those hectic weeks. So there you have it, folks. Journaling before bed isn't just some trendy self-care fad, it's a powerful tool that can help you process your emotions, reduce stress, and sleep like a dream. Remember, this isn't about perfection, it's about creating a consistent practice that works for you. Even 5 minutes of journaling before bed can make a world of difference. So grab that pen and paper or fire up your favorite note-taking app, let those thoughts flow freely, and prepare for some seriously sweet dreams. See you tomorrow night for another dose of nightly calm. Until then, keep on dreaming.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.